Well, you know what I think. I'm a Christian. I'm not going to deny that.
I do want everyone to feel comfortable. That's why I'd like to talk to you about Jesus.
Please do not go religious.
Somebody's going to hell over there.
He better not.
Even the devil will speak the truth for his own purposes.
This is war.
Accept it.
Back to Jerusalem podcast.
Yeah, I'm back and I'm armed with righteousness.
With your host, Eugene Bach.
He just seems like he's got it all figured out.
He's a righteous dude.
Yep.
Hello and welcome to another Back to Jerusalem podcast. I'm Eugene Bach, your host for this time, and I'm coming to you live on delay from somewhere within the borders of America this time. We're in the mountains of Tennessee, where we've just concluded our Back to Jerusalem Hackers Conference, and I'm sitting here with Barry. Barry, thank you so much for joining us, bro. It's really great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Hey, I know that this has been kind of a big time for you, right? Like, this is where you're coming across the country. You've never traveled alone before, not this far. Tell us a little bit about that whole experience.
Well, it all started with the book, The Heavenly Man. My mom read it to us, all of my brothers and sisters, and we found out about Back to Jerusalem. Then somewhere around there, my mom found out about the Hackers Conference. I filled out the application, and I was pretty excited because I've always wanted to create inventions to help people, and to help Christians would be even better.
How is it different than what you thought? I mean, when you heard your mom talk about a Hackers Conference, right? She read the Heavenly Man book.
Yeah.
She sees the Back to Jerusalem website. She reads about the Hackers Conference, and she's like, Barry, you gotta go, you gotta check this out. What were you thinking?
It was just all of a sudden, kind of.
One of the things that I think is really cool during this time, I don't know if how it made you feel, but we had one guy here that was in high school a couple years ago. His dad brought him to the Hackers Conference in Dubai.
Okay.
We have people from NASA, people from the Defense Department, people from the Department of Defense. We have individuals from Google, Facebook, hackers that are involved in doing like penetration testing,
yeah,
cyber warfare. So you got some really big people, but you also have high schoolers. Like,
yeah,
you, people,
yeah,
that are in high school that like, I want to be a part of this. You guys are doing inventions, you know, in your home.
Mm-hmm.
You were telling me that at home you've been working like in robotics, and you came up with a phenomenal idea. But before you did, we had a time of testimony, and we had this guy that had come with his dad in Dubai at the Hackers Conference. He was in high school, and while in high school, before he went to his senior prom, he made a device that we can't talk about. We can't give details because we're now using it on the field. But he invented this device that's unlike anything we've ever used on the field before. I mean, did that encourage you at all?
Yes, it did. It was very cool to get to hear about that and find out about it.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we feel is an untapped resource. Young college students, high school kids like you that have a passion for doing IT, coding, programming, hacking. I mean, my son was 11 years old, hacked into a school and changed his grades. No kidding. So, I mean, I know I remember when he was 10, he's now an adult and serving in the US military. But when he was a kid, 10 years old, he came to me and said, Dad, for my birthday, I would like for you to buy me a Raspberry Pi. I was like, wow, your expectations have really lowered. I didn't know that a Raspberry Pi was like this little coding device, you know, that he could hook up to the TV and write. What got you into robotics? What got you interested when your mom told you? What got you interested in the Hackers Conference?
One of the things is because it was led by Christians. The other one is because it was inventing and engineering, and I'd like to become a robotic engineer. So I just thought it would be, and my mom thought it would be a great thing for me to go to just getting to see if I really want to become a robotic engineer.
Yeah, and you had one invention that you mentioned.
Yeah.
You had an idea, because we had this time, it's almost like an icebreaker where people introduce themselves, right, at the Hackers Conference. And people say their name and where they're from, but then they also say, I have this dream. I know it's crazy. Don't judge me. But this is a way that I felt could be a cool way to get the gospel into the hands of people that don't know Christ. And I remember coming to you and you were like, what if we could have a projector that's on our watch? And we can use our watch as a projector, and several people could sit in the same room and watch like the Jesus movie, or have scriptures or whatever projected onto the room using your watch. And I was like, what a great idea. Dude, let's do it. And we put together a group.
Yeah.
And you've been working with that group for the last couple of days. How's that been?
It's been very fun, because just fun to brainstorm, just figuring out the what the problem is, the solution, what different things we could use. And I don't think I've ever had something like that. So it's pretty exciting.
On your team alone, now you don't have to give away names or places because of security reasons, but kind of describe some of the people on your team. Like, what's their background? What's their ages?
Let's see. One of them has a pet bird. another one of them is pretty funny. And then some other ones, I think they're also in high school too. And the leader, he's fun. He really gets you moving. He doesn't waste any time. And it's just a fun group where sometimes we laugh, sometimes we figure out things. And
because we're, one of the things that's different about this place, right, is that we're living together, eating together, fellowshipping with one another. For like, nobody leaves. It's almost like a cult, right? Nobody leaves this cabin. We're here for a couple of days. And I was watching you, high schooler, never traveled alone before, coming across the country by yourself. Your parents don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going. But on your in your table, you have an idea as a high school kid. And around your table, supporting your idea, building on your idea, is a guy from the Netherlands that knows everything about writing code and setting up the very objects that you're talking about. You have a guy from Germany that knows how to do production. He runs factories, so he knows how to put your ideas into production.
Yeah.
You have another individual that actually works on machines that fix machines in factories. I mean, you have this group around you that has all the expertise to make your dream become reality. Yeah. The idea that God gave you is not possible, like, just by yourself. But now you have all these other people that God has put in place to kind of make it a reality. That had to be a cool feeling. Or maybe you haven't fully processed it yet.
It's now that I think of it, it's just fun to think about it, how when I brought my idea, I didn't really fully expect it was gonna go that far. I mean, I didn't really know what to expect because this is my first time here, but getting to see it, other people talking about it, in it developing.
Well, the other guy that was in high school when he came to our first hackers conference in Dubai, it was kind of cool watching him, because the person talking about it builds yachts for a living. He's in charge, you know, of building yachts. And so he was kind of the main person overseeing the production of that unit. So this young guy makes it before his senior prom. We get our hands on it. We're like, this is really cool. It's a really amazing device. Like I said, everything in me is screaming, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, but I can't, because we've just now deployed it onto the field. It's unlike anything. I mean, we have a Bible that we call the hologram Bible. It's about the size of a small pill, right? You saw it while you were here.
Yeah.
There are so many cool devices. It's at that level, completely different than anything we've ever invented before. So it's pretty cool. So he makes it before his high school prom, sends it to someone else that was on his hackers team. They're overseeing production. I'm working with factories all over the world going through the production process. The factories don't know what they're building or why they're building it. We got it done piecemeal so that nobody has all the information. Once we get it out, it's not exactly what we want. So it goes through another phase of production, another phase, until we perfect it. We bring out the final product in this meeting. And that young man is sitting there watching his high school idea, now a real object being used to preach the gospel in the most closed nations on earth. So close, I can't even mention them on this podcast because it would give it away.
Yeah.
So it's I love being here. I love that you're here. I love seeing that, you know, the way that we got all these people from around the world supporting each other and working together. When you leave and you go back home and you go back to your high school classes and you go back to mom and dad, what are you going to tell them?
there's going to be a lot to tell. And I'm probably going to be very excited about to tell them, because they also were the ones who came up with the ideas. We all sat down at the table and were like, okay,
no.
What ideas can we give?
No.
And so I wrote a bunch of them down.
Okay, give me some of the ones you wrote down but didn't mention here.
Okay. So one of them was like a Pez dispenser to hide pills in it. Like the hologram pills.
Okay, right.
And then another one.
Was it Tweety Bird?
What?
What was the Pez dispenser? Was it?
I think it was, I have it in my suitcase. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You brought one.
Yes.
You brought one. Oh, I love it. Whose idea? Was that your mom, dad's, or?
Yes, it was my mom.
Your mom's. Okay, so mom gets points for finding a cool way to dispense. Yes, yep. Pez dispenser. Love it. Okay, next. Give us another one. Oh, this is good. I never asked you this, so this is cool.
Okay, let's see. There was like 10 of them, so it's hard to remember all of them.
Right.
But
no, I get it.
I think
Pez dispenser makes you forget a lot.
But some of them had to do with like glow in the dark ink and putting on stuff and certain lights that you can read the Bible with, so other people won't know that it's on there, but when you get a certain light and shine on it, you'll be able to read it, and it might just be on something nobody would ever guess it was on, something that people use all the time.
Right, okay. That sounds a little bit like an escape room. Have you? That's cool. Okay, so so writing that you can only see through a certain light, like a ultraviolet light or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Very cool. What else? Now we're setting up for next year.
Oh yeah.
Now we're setting up for next year's Hackers Conference.
Another one.
What's dad do?
My dad, he's an anesthesiologist.
Okay.
So he works in the hospital. What? And
mom, what does mom do?
My mom, she's like our, kind of like our teacher. So
okay.
I'm homeschooled. Yep. So she homeschools all of us kids. And
that's why she's coming up with ideas. She knows. Dad follows the rules, because if he don't, people go numb in the wrong places. But mom is the one with ideas. I love it. Yes. Great. Well, we're really excited that you're here, Barry. Thanks for joining us. I hope you come back next year and bring some more ideas. Maybe bring your mom.
Yeah.
Sounds like she's the idea person. Thank you so much, bro. Appreciate it. And thank you for joining us for another Back to Jerusalem podcast again. I'm Eugene Bach, your host for this time, coming to you live on delay from somewhere within the borders of America. God bless.